The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Monday the 18th of March. In your Squeeze today, continuing news from Christchurch. Boeing is still under pressure. Steve Smith and David Warner's suspension is nearly up. And some lighter news on this dark day. This is your Squeeze today. We begin this morning with the continuing news out of Christchurch. 50 people were killed after 28-year-old Australian man Brenton Harrison Tarrant's rampage on two mosques on Friday, Claire. This is the worst ever mass killing in New Zealand peacetime and the worst mass murder perpetrated by an Australian. Let's start with what we know about Brenton Tarrant.
He's 28. He's from Grafton in New South Wales. He's lived on and off for the last few years in New Zealand. He left Grafton after working as a personal trainer in 2011 and has travelled to places like North Korea, Pakistan, Eastern Europe and France. And some reports say it's while he was in Europe that he really honed his extreme right-wing views.
He had no criminal history and was not on any terror watch list, which I'm sure is something that's going to come up a little bit more.
Yeah, and some extended family members. His grandmother was on TV last night, who were all very shocked about what's gone down.
And as far as the victims, we don't know all of their names as yet. They're a mix of refugees, immigrants, and New Zealand born. The youngest is said to be only 3 years old.
And there's been a lot of disquiet amongst the families, who are, of course, very keen to get the bodies of the victims back. It's part of Muslim practice to bury their dead as soon as they possibly can. PM Jacinda Ardern yesterday addressed that directly, saying that they're doing their utmost to try and release those bodies back to the families, but there was still work to be done to identify them and also to firm up the case against the perpetrator.
And something that's come to the fore in light of this attack is New Zealand's gun laws. They're significantly more lenient than Australia's, and Jacinta Ardern, just on, as you've mentioned her, will move today to tighten these up, Claire.
Yeah, and it's an interesting part of this. I guess you get to know these things when something like this happens, unfortunately. But it's not just that New Zealand has laws that are significantly more lenient than Australia's. We've got some of the toughest gun laws in the world. New Zealand is also a lot more lenient than a lot of other Western nations. And it seems that he's legally attained those semi-automatic weapons, although he's legally modified them to turn them into the real horrendous killing machines that they were. But yes, there's a lot to be done when it comes to stopping that kind of weapon being available in their communities.
And horrifically, this crime was live streamed on Facebook by Tarrant. Questions are now being put to Facebook and other platforms about the removal of that kind of material.
Yeah, and that's certainly something that PM Scott Morrison and others have really focused on this morning. You'll see that when you pick up a newspaper today. Facebook has been keen to say that it's removed 1.5 million videos of the attack, and 1.2 million of those were done as people were trying to upload them. They weren't successfully uploaded. But the other part of this, of course, is just the general sense of the internet being a place for where some of these dark corners and people lurk in them and can really expand on their extremist views. So, yeah, that'll be a big discussion point this week.
You mentioned Scott Morrison. Moving now to Australia's response, he certainly stood in solidarity with Jacinta Ardern, as did Bill Shorten, of course. But one of the peripheral issues, I guess, was Senator Fraser Anning's response.
He's the Queensland senator and made some comments not that long after the attack on Friday, really blaming Muslim immigration to New Zealand as being the catalyst for the attack. Scott Morrison, other senior politicians, were really forced to come out quite strongly against him, and there'll be more discussion this week about taking action against him.
From one tragedy to another, family of those who died in the Ethiopian Airlines crash have been told the remains of their loved ones could take up to 6 months to identify. And Boeing is still under a lot of pressure over its 737 MAX 8 aircraft, Claire.
They are. There's a report in the New York Times that came out overnight saying that they might not have provided enough specific training for the new 737 MAX 8 model. Apparently, they told airlines that pilots that had flown earlier models of the 737 didn't really need much more specific training. But as we now believe from the Lion Air crash and from reports and data that's coming from this Ethiopian Airlines crash, that certainly there were features of the plane that have put those passengers in peril.
To completely different news now, Barry Cassidy of the ABC is set to retire.
He is. He's, well, from insiders anyway, he's going to vacate that role in June.
Yeah.
He said that he's going to be working through the federal election. A lot of people will be very happy to know that his voice will be carried through that big event this year. He's then going to take a break, but he'll remain with the ABC ongoing.
And two people who are not retiring are Steve Smith and David Warner. They've nearly completed their 12-month suspension for that ball tampering scandal.
Yeah, and both of those men were travelling to their Indian Big Bash IPL league teams and called in to a team meeting in Dubai where the Australian team are getting ready for another series of one-day matches. But yes, both of them through a very stage-managed PR exercise yesterday said that they were very welcomed back in the team, that there was off the talking points, lots of discussion about the team's values, and they were certainly in lockstep, and clearly there's an effort to get them back into that national team.
Yeah, Australia's one-day international starts on Friday against Pakistan. And on a day like this, we need some lighter news. Tell us about Australia's vacuum cleaner rush.
Yeah, apparently Audi, as you know, they have these specials and, you know, people go really, really crazy for, you know, whether it's ski gear or bits of furniture that they're really keen to buy from Audi as they unleash some of these really special items. But the one from the weekend was a vacuuming robot, and apparently people queued up in the rain trying to get their hands on one of these, and they were sold out, the report says, in 10 seconds. So, yeah.
A $299 robot vacuum. Must be good.
People do anything to get out of doing the vacuuming, it seems.
Yeah, it's the lazy man's vacuum cleaner, isn't it? And what about the subject line?
Subject line this morning is Cool for Cats. It's a very old song by The Squeeze. It's in relation to a new fashion line being released by Karl Lagerfeld's Cat in Mourning chapette. It's released a line of merchandise marking the death of Karl Lagerfeld.
And the proceeds are donated to an animal centre. There you go.
Some of them. Yeah.
Jump into the email. There's plenty more detail on all those stories in there. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. You can access our podcast via our website or by searching for The Squeeze on your preferred podcast app, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen. Have a great Monday and we'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.